Voters in Seattle are deciding if a special taxing district should be set up to help fund the city's parks. As KPLU's Paula Whistle explains, the measure on the August 5th ballot has created a rift in the ranks of park advocates.
The proposal is to set up what's called a Metropolitan Park District, sort of like a school or fire district. But before we get into the debate over whether it's a good idea for Seattle, here's some history from Tacoma.
Right now we are in Wright Park, one of Tacoma's oldest parks. The land was donated to the city back in 1886 by the Tacoma Land Company.
As park historian Melissa McGinnis explains, in the late 1800s, the city of Tacoma was a booming place.
It's lots of wood stoves, it's a lot of coal stoves, there's trains coming in and out, we've got the lumber mills. These parks were called the lungs of the city.
There was a problem, though. There wasn't enough money to plant and maintain the parks. So Tacoma leaders went to Olympia and talked the legislature into allowing cities to create special park districts, complete with taxing authority. Tacoma's has been in place since 1907. Now, Seattle is thinking of following suit. Former Seattle Park Superintendent Ken Bounds sounds remarkably like those civic leaders of old when he talks about the benefits.
It's good for our quality of life, good for our health. If the voters approve this, and we have a long-term, sustainable, dedicated fund source for parks and recreation.
Sitting on a bench at Alki Beach in Seattle, Bounds points out that during the recession, community center hours were cut and maintenance at parks like this one suffered. He says going to voters every 6 years with a levy proposal, as has been the practice, isn't the best solution because the focus is almost always just on new projects rather than meeting basic needs.
And in fact, in the 2008 levy, there are 14 sites that got acquired and didn't get developed because there wasn't enough money to develop them.
A big chunk of the money collected by the new park district would go towards developing those parks and to long-term maintenance. The new park district would tax homeowners of a $400,000 house about $148 a year. That's a little more than the current parks levy. In addition, the city would still pick up part of the tab out of the general fund. The major opposition to all of this doesn't come from an anti-tax crowd. Rather, it's from neighborhood volunteers like Don Harper, who say things like,
"We're very pro-parks, and we're pro-additional funding for parks."
In fact, Harper is standing in the Queen Anne neighborhood near a community playground he helped raise money for. He says his big concern about a park district is that once it's created, you don't vote on park projects anymore.
We just believe that a levy is the most democratic approach to funding our parks.
With the levy, Harper says citizens have a more direct say in which projects get funded. Under the park district, the city council would, acting as the park board, make those decisions. For Harper and other neighborhood activists, it seems, well, elitist.
You know, the mayor and the city council, they know better, kids. You sit back, we're going to take care of you.
Proponents of the park district say there would be a citizens' oversight committee to give input on park spending, and of course, people could always vote city council members or the mayor out of office. The question is, will that be enough to convince Seattle voters to give away their direct veto power over park projects and do what Tacoma did more than a century ago? Paula Whistle, KPLU News.